You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Time for What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo. Play it safe. Good times. LZ, our first story is in the National Football League. So Our pal Aaron Rodgers, you know, he didn't love the draft pick of Jordan Love, right? You recall that situation. Yep. So
neither did we.
Neither did we, yes. he kind of brought it up recently, sort of, by throwing shade at the organization, perhaps, including maybe his head coach and general manager, and some media pundits who were okay with that particular pick. And he was on the Pat McAfee show and was asked about his birthday today and just how he's playing. And here's how he responded.
Love them and milestones. Like, I do take pride in them. I think they're more things you look back on when you're done playing. I don't think I'm done by any stretch of the imagination, even though some people may have thought so in the offseason. I am... There's another milestone coming up that's exciting. When it comes to milestones, though, like, I think the trifecta that we hit in the game was pretty sweet, with Big Dog getting his 400th catch on a touchdown, Devontae his 500th catch.
Okay, that's fine, Steve. We don't need any more. We already heard what we need to hear. So, yeah.
I mean,
Feisty
he's right.
Aaron. He's right.
But he's right.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous that Aaron Rodgers still has not – you know, still isn't throwing to a wide receiver drafted in the first round, which was a stat that I saw and couldn't believe that team did not think he was worthy of having a first round wide receiver. It's like, what are we doing here? But I don't think Aaron Rodgers has thrown for a total of 10 touchdowns yet in the past three seasons. We know what he can still do. I don't know what the management is doing, thinking Aaron Rodgers can cover all sins. But when this is all said and done, whether he's with the Packers or not when he retires, they would have wasted him.
Yeah, the fact, like, if you look back, right, if they only end up with one championship, it's really going to feel that way. I don't think there's any question. Because, man, he has been arguably the best we've ever seen do it to this point. Like, you can put him in that conversation as far as his physical skills. But I think a lot of that, LZ, remember, it's a weird franchise. There's no owner, right? The town owns the team, right? Or like a trust or whatever it is. And, you know, there's, you know, you can't just like walk in and tell, you know, the owner, like, I don't know, like, and just be like, hey, can we do something? Right? Like, there's no such thing as that there. Like, he just kind of has to deal with it.
You're right. He does. And it's unfortunate because you see other teams all around his division as well as the league that when they get a star quarterback like that, they do everything in their power to try to make sure they have every weapon manageable, you know, manageable. And I'm sitting there like going, they gave Tom Brady Randy Moss. Why can't the Packers get you anybody, dog?
Right.
Like, it's crazy.
Well, it's funny. They were trying to trade for Will Fuller this year. At least that was the talk. And then it didn't matter because he got suspended for six games. So it's kind of good that didn't happen this year. Though he was playing really well for Houston, but did get suspended for the last six games for PEDs. Next, Roger Goodell says that the NFL's protocols are working, LZ, and that they will not consider a bubble. Your thoughts?
This must be going around, this reality denying. Like, you're
crazy.
How can you say it's working? You're shutting down your sport, basically.
We played a game on a Wednesday at 3:40 in the afternoon, East Coast time. Okay,
that's not working, man.
Yeah.
He's like the dude. I'm not going to say it because it's so easy to clown them and lose track of the site that this is actually a serious conversation.
Right.
It's just whenever you see this serious conversation through the lens of how the NFL is handling it, you can't help but to clown them.
Yeah, it really is really strange, like how they have viewed this whole situation. It doesn't, I don't get it. But anyway, moving on. Are you familiar with the Ball family? You know, All in the Ball family or whatever they call
that
show?
Yeah.
Ball in the family. Family. Sorry. LeAngelo Ball. Let me tell you something. LeVar, what was that hat he was wearing when LaMelo got drafted? What was that hat he was wearing?
I told you so.
He's going to be wearing that hat today because LeAngelo Ball is now on an NBA roster on a non-guaranteed contract with your old squad, the Detroit Pistons.
I don't even know what's going on. I just don't. Let me back up. I'm happy for the kid. Yeah. I'm happy for the family. And I'm actually happy for LeVar.
Yeah.
Because, damn it, he's spoken into existence.
Right.
With that being said, I've seen this dude play live.
Yeah.
I've watched the clips.
Yeah.
How in the hell is he on the NBA roster?
I mean, I don't know, man.
You've seen him.
He's not an NBA player, no.
What the hell?
Yeah.
But you know what? God bless him. I'm happy for the kid. He had a rough go after stealing the sunglasses. This is a good way for him to kind of define himself. And even though it's a non-guaranteed contract, he's still able to say, like my other brothers, I played in the league.
Yeah. Even if it's just a cup of coffee or whatever the hell. Like, yeah, he at least has that.
He's no Cooper, put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's not. He's not Cooper. But remember, Cooper did get hurt as a youngster.
True.
So I think that played a pretty big
role.
Sorry,
Cooper. We're talking about Cooper Manning, by the way, for those who don't know.
Yeah. Lastly, now you and I discussed, and DeMarco's going to join us in a few minutes so we can ask him about this. You and I yesterday were discussing a situation about what would you rather have? We were comparing and contrasting the Rams and the Seahawks, right? And we were talking about how both teams have excellent coaching. But that the team strength of the Rams is clearly defense this year. And for the Seahawks, it's their quarterback. Russell Wilson is an MVP candidate and might be the best quarterback in the league this year. You can make the case it's him or Aaron or Patrick Mahomes, right? So, you know, we were debating the merits of which you'd rather have. And you took defense and the coach. Greg took defense and the coach. And Kirk Morrison took defense and the coach. And we can ask DeMarco when he comes up here in a few minutes. But I have an ally on my side, one unlikely ally, Nick Saban. Thank you to James Vera, who tweeted this at me, who found the quote of Nick Saban said, quote, "It used to be that good defense beats good offense. Good defense doesn't beat good offense anymore. So does my argument hold at least a little more water when a defensive guy like Nick Saban says it?"
No. Because he's always saying stuff with like an alternative motive and stuff. He might be buttering up his next opponent. Who knows? I'm going to need to see some more data and less, sort of Nick Sabanisms. I want to see some data to support it. Because the numbers that I've seen that a top 10 defense wins a Super Bowl when facing a top 10 offense.
Okay, you know what? We'll ask DeMarco about it because we had a fun debate ourselves. We had the callers weigh in yesterday as well. So DeMarco's going to join us next. We'll talk to him about the Rams. If you missed any part of the show today, it's been wild, okay? So we talked about the LeBron extension and what that means for the Lakers and AD and all that to start the show. Then Richard Jefferson stopped by. We talked to him about his conversation with LeBron. Hopefully you saw it on Spectrum yesterday. If not, you can subscribe to the Road Trippin' podcast. There's two parts to it. So it was cool. We had Richard on, then Sean McVay joined us. Momo was with us for the last hour, and then DeMarco's going to join us coming up here in a couple of minutes. But if you missed any part of our show, always subscribe to the Sedano and LZ podcast. Always do that. And rate and review it as well. 5 stars, please. And, do us the favor. Listen and subscribe to the podcast and download it. Tell your friends to all that stuff. All right, coming up next, we will talk football with DeMarco Farr. We'll ask him that question. We'll ask him, are there real concerns about Jared Goff? All that coming up in 4 minutes.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Sedano and LZ with you here on 710 ESPN. Don't forget, Santa Key is coming this hour. You can pick from when you hear the Santa Key cue to call, and you hear Key coming down the chimney, just be caller 7 at 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776, and you can pick one of our stockings here at 710-ESPN. It could be the Key stocking, the Greeny stocking, the Mac stocking, Mason in Ireland, myself or LZ, Playoff Sliwa, Kaplan. So feel free to do that. We will have that for you this hour, so stick around. You can win some Laker goodies. We've got all sorts of stuff, gift certificates. About, I think it was a $100 gift certificate we gave away yesterday to the Lakers store. So we got a lot of stuff to give away here during the holidays, so stick around. We'll talk some football here with DeMarco Farr. We'll get back to the big basketball discussion. There was a big trade today, and obviously LeBron signing an extension. We'll do that at 6:30. But DeMarco Farr joins us now here on the Celebrity Hotline presented by Morongo. Play it safe. Good times. Rams on-field analyst and friend of the program. Before we get to football, though, DeMarco,
yes,
you know, we always have a question for you. And today's question is this. What is a vice that you have that your significant other frowns upon?
A vice. Eating ice cream at night.
You know, wow. I knew you were going to say food, and I was like, I was like, don't say food, don't say food, don't say food.
And leaving the bowl under the bed until the morning.
Oh, see, now that I can see why she'd be annoyed, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a knee-jerk reaction. I've done it my whole life, so I'm used to hiding the bowl from mom. So it's like a muscle memory. As soon as I'm done with the ice cream, I stick it under the bed without even thinking about it.
That's funny. That is funny. Yeah. See, I don't think I don't like to eat in the bedroom very much. Like maybe like a snack, like a bar or something, right? But not like an actual plate or anything like that. It was just instilled. My mom hated it. She always like yelled at me when I did it. So it's just been instilled in my brain since.
I've been binge watching this Queen's Gambit.
Oh, my wife is all in on that. Yeah,
so good.
When I watch movies, yeah, it's been awesome. So yeah, I just butter pecan ice cream and Queen's Gambit. I'm very
brother, butter pecan ice cream and a key. You living large, my man. See, you are living large.
Being fat used to be a sign of success way back when.
Still is. I'm a snit, and probably right now. Pretty close to like 100 pairs of sneakers in our closet. And wow. So in order to buy more sneakers without getting yelled at, I will get the new sneakers, throw them on the side of the road or somewhere before I get home, sneak them in, put the top shelf in the top with all my, have my, that are all stacked up, put them in the top shelf, and then fake as if I've just discovered them when we're in the closet together. And I go, oh, I think I'm going to wear these today. It's a whole production. I can't even lie, dog.
That's pretty funny.
And then Steve will look at me and go, are those new? And I'm like, new to you. You know, try to pretend like he didn't notice.
Yeah,
you know,
like, come on. I got so many of them. How do you, there's no way you know all of them. You know what I mean?
New to you.
Yeah. Wow. Mine is very, like, I am a pill popper in this sense. I take a ton of supplements, because especially now, because I go hiking every day for at least 4 miles. Okay. So my body, whether it's real or not, I just know enough people in the nutrition industry that tell me what should work and what should, and look, everybody's body chemistry is different. So I have a ton of supplements, and she makes fun of me all the time because I'm always ordering from Vitamin Shop, our friends at Vitamin Shop, by the way, who are sponsors of the show. But I get a lot of grief for the amount of supplements that I buy. But I said, look, it's hard to look this good, honey. I got to be honest with you. Cost money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cost money. You and LeBron. Body.
Exactly. I mean, I'm not. I told her, look, LeBron spends $1 million on his body. You're lucky I don't spend anywhere near that. So there's that. So let's talk football with you.
You don't take thistle.
No thistles.
Wow.
So quick football question before we get specific to the Rams. So LZ and I had this discussion yesterday, and it really was spawned from the conversation of the Rams and Seahawks, not necessarily because. Of the individual matchups, but just the success. What is easier to have success with in this league? And because we boiled it down to, if you look at the Rams this year, they have elite coaching and elite defense, right? Whereas the Seahawks have elite coaching and an elite quarterback. And we had a debate on which formula provides more sustained success. We disagreed. We disagreed. Curious to get your thoughts on that.
Well, can you define sustained? Through 16 weeks, through 10 years, 3 years?
LZ, I'll let you outline however you'd like it to be outlined.
Oh, sustained. Let's say a three-year run.
3 years? I'll take the defense.
Because easier to keep a defense together for three.
Yeah. You know, chances are you won't have an Aaron Donald. Chances are you won't have a Jalen Ramsey. I mean, you could build a Seattle Seahawks-style Legion of Boom and keep it cost-controlled. When you pay the quarterback, you know, I mean, when you start paying that one guy all that money, you're going to start hemorrhaging talent. That's what happened in Seattle.
Right.
So if unless you have the guy, and you sure it's the guy, and I don't mean – I mean above Matt Stafford level, the guy.
Right.
Franchise quarterback that could elevate everyone around you. And I'm looking at Aaron Rodgers in particular. Russell Wilson the same way. If you have that guy, then great. So be it. Go with it. But there aren't that many guys like that, you know, around the league or coming out of college. But I think it's easier to build – sustain and supplement through the draft a great defense and a great defensive philosophy. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are a great example of that.
So 3 years, though, 3 years
playing the same style with the same style of guys.
So anything over 3 years, you'd probably lean towards the quarterback then.
Anything over 3 years, I mean, you're going to have some Pro Bowlers. You're going to have guys with their hand out and guys that would start making money. This is why Belichick is considered one of the cold-hearted guys in the NFL. He's willing to get rid of you a year early than a year late. So anything over 3 years, you're going to start overpaying for guys.
That's fair.
And believe me, but if I had my druthers, I would rather find my franchise quarterback and build around that. But I think it's easier, more sustainable to build on defense. If you got that, plug it in. Plug and play and keep that thing going until you get your offense to surface.
We weren't supposed to talk about the Rams yet, but it sounds like you already started.
Oh.
I mean, real talk. Our defense looks like a defense that can win the Super Bowl. Our offense looks like an offense that could stop the defense from winning a Super Bowl. Is that not a fair assessment?
Well, I think this defense is great. I think they're playing great. I think that Brandon Staley has done a magnificent job. But your job is to make sure they don't score more than you. So, stat-wise, I mean, you could point to things and say this is the best unit on the football team, but in reality, you lost to San Fran by 3 points. I mean, you need to be a little bit better in your best unit. So there's a lot of room for improvement, definitely offensively. I'm sure you guys have talked about Jared Goff since the game. Defensively, there are some things you can improve upon. But I think if they actually had the benefit of an offense that, let's say, could score in the mid-20s, upper 30s per game, then I think you'd be looking at the number one defense. You have those sort of pieces. As it is now, they can defend short fields, long fields. They can get after you. They're pretty smart, and they tackle well. So that plays in December.
DeMarco Farr joining us here, Rams on field analyst. Let me ask you this one then. When you look at their matchup against the Cardinals coming up, what do you see from the Cardinals that you say to yourself, ooh, the Rams better make sure they take care of this first and foremost?
Oh, Kyler Murray. And I think Sean McVay put it beautifully. He is a cheat code. He's a human cheat code. I haven't seen a guy, and this includes Tariq Hill in Kansas City. I haven't seen a guy get from 0 to 60 as fast as Kyler Murray can. I mean, it is ridiculous how fast that guy can pull it down and just be at full sprint inside of a step. So any sort of crease, when he's healthy, when he's right, and it seems like if he doesn't rush or run for over, you know, 60-some-odd yards, if he's not a major player in the run game, they don't win. So for some reason, maybe they're just not calling the game that way. But, yeah, I mean, when he pulls it down and exploits the defense, exploits those lanes in the pass rush lanes, or when you're in man coverage and you've got seven guys with their back turned, I mean, he is an absolute nightmare. And I think he's equally as good throwing from the pocket. I think he's a much better quarterback than Lamar Jackson, fundamentally. I think he has better tools, but the explosion, the quickness is there. So when you talk about defending or stopping the Arizona Cardinals or beating the Arizona Cardinals, first and foremost, you've got to deal with that guy and put a lid on him. If not, you could be in trouble.
Last question for you, and it's about the other team in Los Angeles. Obviously, we know that Herbert is going to be someone to deal with for a long time. He's shown you right away that he has very few flaws in his game.
Oh, the LZ. My gosh, that kid can play. Yeah. He's phenomenal, really. He's fun to watch. He's got a cannon. Yeah, he's going to be something special.
What's going to happen to his coach?
Oh, boy. Well, you know how the NFL is, man. It's a bottom-line league, and you have to win games. And you can't blame him for the injuries. We get it. But you could always point to, you know, blowing double-digit leads. You know, when you have a game in hand and it slips away from you time and time again, that just builds the frustration within your fan base. It allows those buzzards to start swirling around. But I'd like to see what Anthony Lynn could do with a healthy football team from the jump and with this quarterback in year two. So he's a great coach. He provides and creates a great culture. The players play for him. They just can't stay healthy. But if you give him a healthy unit, I think they're a player in the AFC West.
DeMarco Farr, Rams on-field analyst. Don't forget the Rams and Cardinals on this very station, your home of the Los Angeles Rams. That'll happen this weekend. DeMarco, you are the best, man. Enjoy your butter pecan ice cream and the Queen's Gambit.
I'm going Rocky Road tonight. Absolutely. Oh, and I'm binge watching.
Look at you. Right. Get crazy. Say
the Rocky Road for the just say Rocky Road for Undoing. That's an HBO show, and it's a Rocky Road, all right.
Really? Okay, I'm in.
It's good, bro. It's good.
Yeah. All right, DeMarco. Be good, man.
Thank you, fellas.
All right, take care. Thanks, there he is, DeMarco Farr with us here on 710 ESPN. All right, coming up next, there you hear it. There's the Santa Key sounder. So caller 7 right now, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Caller 7 can pick from our chimney, basically, and pick a stocking, any of the host's stockings, and you will win a goodie, a prize. All sorts of Laker goodies that we've got going on. So feel free to hit us up, 877-710-ESPN. We will be back in 4 minutes, and we will address all the things that are transpiring with the Lakers, including a big trade in the NBA that could affect the Lakers. We'll get to that in 4 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, time for Santa Key. You know how that works, LZ. We've got a caller on the line. And who do we have? We have Mike Pinter in Alhambra. Mike, welcome, sir. Congratulations on being caller number 7.
Thank you, fellas. How's it going?
All good, buddy. Thank you for listening, of course, and being a loyal listener. Now, let's find out. Let's let you pick one of the stockings. You could pick the Keyshawn stocking, the Greeny stocking, the Max stocking, Mason or Ireland, myself or LZ, playoff Sliwa or Kaplan. Pick any of those.
We'll go with the Lucky George, baby.
All right, let's do it. That's right. It's my stocking, the Sedano stocking, above the 710 fireplace.
Okay, let's see what's inside the stocking. Congratulations. You win a LeBron James 12-inch collectible from Small Stars. Put that up in your man cave to get ready for the season. You're going to love it.
All right, brothers, you got a LeBron collectible. Congratulations, okay?
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, happy holidays. We're going to put you on hold, and we'll make sure we have all your information. And thank you again for listening. And, of course, Santa Key can pop up at any point during the show, and we will let you pick from the stockings on the chimney there. Another satisfied customer, LZ.
Yes, the actual key might pop up at any moment, too. You just keep your head on a swivel.
Right. Yes, absolutely. LZ, We do have big news today. We have a couple of things. So we'll start with the LeBron. LeBron signs a two-year, $85 million extension, and he now will be in the Los Angeles Lakers uniform for three more seasons beginning this season. What were your thoughts? You saw the news. What popped into your head right away?
He's paid.
Well, there's that, sure.
Well, you asked what was first thing. The first thing I thought was, damn!
Right.
Brother is paid. Second thought was, the team is solid for the next five seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, solid. Which?
Well, five? You went that far?
I went as far as five. Because I firmly believe that even after the end of 2023, he's going to re-up for one more deal. Unless there's a major injury, there is nothing to my eyeball test that tells me that he can't play for another five seasons. I mean, think about it. Right now, when you look across all the sports, right? And you know my number one sport is tennis. Yeah. Roger Federer is 39.
Yeah.
Playing one-on-one against guys who are 15, 16, 17, 18 years younger than him.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady is leading one of the best offenses in the NFL, as is Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
They're in their early 40s as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at 39, 40, 41-year-olds still helming at a pretty good clip, so successful winning teams. Or in Roger Federer's case, he's number five in the world right now. So if I'm using those examples and I'm looking at a soon-to-be 36-year-old, why can't he play until he's 40?
Yeah, look, Kareem did it. He played till 41. And although not the same, obviously.
Karl Malone?
Yeah, obviously not the same.
Karl Malone was still pretty good.
Obviously not the same those last couple of years after 40, but LeBron is a little bit of a different beast. I'm not going to rule it out, but like, what is the drop off by that point? Like, what, like, okay, if LeBron, I still think, can be the best player in the NBA this year, okay?
Yep.
So I think that is a very achievable goal, okay? And then we're at 37. Can he still be? Maybe. I would give him a shot for sure to be, you know, certainly in the top five, right? No question, in my opinion, the following year. So year three, at the very worst, maybe he's a top 10 player. So now we're going 4 and 5. Top 20 player, 15, 20. Yeah, I guess. You know what? With him, I could still see him being a top 20 or 25 player beyond 40. Sure.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Because even though he's a physical specimen, his game isn't predicated on physicality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he is a very cerebral player. He understands spacing. He knows how to use his footwork to create space. So he doesn't have to rely upon being faster than else. Because eyes and strength and knowledge, he understands how to use space. Very much like Kareem, very much like Karl Malone, and some other great scorers as they got older. And the hops went away and the speed went away, but their ability to know how to get a good shot up is the key. The only question I have
Before you get to your question, I'm sorry I'm laughing. Greg, go ask the question you asked in the chat.
But where will Jamal Murray be during all that?
I mean, top 30 Jamal Murray in those 5 years. He's so young, he's got to be where, LZ?
Well, listen, Jamal Murray prove what he is during the postseason. So if you want to clown my you know, summation that he's a top 30 player, you go right ahead and you do that. But old dude balled out. And I'm pretty sure the Los Angeles Clippers would have loved to have had Jamal Murray on their squad as opposed to trying to contain him. So you go right ahead and laugh.
So your question was what again? I'm sorry. Your only question when it came to LeBron?
Ego-wise, if it gets to the point in which he may have to come off the bench as some sort of super sub, will he be okay with that? That's my only question.
How many Hall of Fame guys have we seen do that? I mean, Ginobili doesn't count because he did it pretty much his entire career. How many Hall of Fame guys did we
Ray
see
Allen.
Come off the bench? Ray Allen
Hall-
Bob McAdoo for the Lakers.
Bob McAdoo.
LeBron's still big, way bigger than Dwayne Wade most recently, right? There's not a long list, that's for sure.
John Stockton till he was 41. Well, he didn't come off the bench, though.
No.
Never mind.
No, Stockton started. Yeah.
But he did play until he was 41 and played well.
Jason Terry?
You said Hall of Famer.
He's not. Oh, yeah, my bad.
It's all right. You were too busy trying to clown me about Jamal Murray. You lost track of
I'm just looking at 40-year-olds.
Yeah. Here, I'm going to go to the all-time scoring list. And then from there, just pluck them off one at a time. So Kareem, no. Karl Malone, no-ish.
No.
LeBron, Kobe, Jordan, probably should have when he came back anyway. Dirk started-ish. Towards the end.
He just played a lot less minutes. He played a lot less minutes.
Elvin Hayes, Moses Malone. You know, to your point, there's not a whole lot of guys after being the man for so long are okay coming off the bench and being. So that's why I'm asking. If, you know, that's the question about LeBron. He could play to 40, but 39-40 might, you know, be one in which he may need to be a super sub. And will he be okay with that? If the circumstances were right, meaning he still has his place in sports folklore, that he's not being laughed at or worse, being treated like, oh, sweet old grandpa, let's just let him ride this out. Like, that would be worse. Right. But also, if the team is still winning and contending for championships and say he's at number six, hell yeah, he's coming off the bench for number seven. So I think a lot of things go into play. But, yeah, those are my thoughts when I saw it, that he's paid and that I feel that he'll be a Laker for the next five seasons.
Okay.
Where are you?
I thought about the three seasons, right? Like, I don't want to focus beyond that. So immediately I'm like, the Lakers are going to be championship relevant for the next three seasons. And considering where they were prior to LeBron's arrival and even that tumultuous first year when he got hurt, man, that is really the world being back on its axis when it comes to the NBA, right? Because the Lakers are the crown jewel of the sport. I know the Celtics have the 17 titles or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And by the way, just so Laker fans know this, Celtics fans, they claim the Lakers only have 12 championships. Because they don't count the Minneapolis ones. And and I'm curious to get your thoughts on this, LZ. And we can open it up to the phones at 877-710-ESPN. Because I've heard, you know, the media Celtics folks, the Bill Simmons of the world and those type guys talk about this. And their claim is, or their parallel is, you know, OKC doesn't count the Seattle championship. And they have their history, you know, per se. And it makes it a more palatable argument, but, you know, I mean, are we counting? If we start doing that across sports, right, when teams move and they keep the same name, we'd be taking championships away from a good number of teams, I believe.
Listen, that's just a trash take from, like, a franchise that's still trying to, like, pretend like it's the better of the two. That's just my honest feeling. It's just that, okay. So are you really trying to tell me the in Minneapolis is a separate track in the history of that franchise because they move locations?
Okay, you know what? We'll open it up. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Plus, we want to know. We've been asking this question all day. We're going to finally turn it over to the phones. Our apologies. We had been very busy with guests today. Call in. Tell us what vice you have that your significant other frowns upon. Okay, LZ and I have told you ours. You heard DeMarco's, you heard Sean McVay's, you heard Ramona's. Hit us up, 877-710-ESPN. We got one more segment to go, then Crosstalk with Ben Lyons, who's in for Scott Kaplan tonight. Sedano and LZ with you here. Ben Lyons coming up in the next segment. We'll do a little Crosstalk with him. That rejoin does make it sound like you and I were doing a drug deal in New York.
Yeah, it does, which I'm not opposed to.
I mean, whatever, you know, when in Rome. So.
When in Rome, exactly. Fit in where you get in, bruh.
But it does feel that way. It does feel like we made it sound like we were doing some sort of drug deal or something. We almost got killed in New York once together.
Did you see a UFO? Freddie Prinze Jr. just tweeted. Anyone else in Los Angeles see all those UFOs?
No, but this is not the first time I've heard someone talk about UFOs today. Someone was telling me about a documentary called Phenomenon that was about UFOs. And it's like a bunch of like famous people that are talking about UFOs and like CEOs of like companies and stuff. Look, I believe there's life beyond us. Like, I'm not that naive to believe we're the only people in the entire universe. Like, the universe is pretty damn big.
It is pretty damn big, but it's like, I do wonder, like, okay, so if you can get here, what else can you do? Are you the reason why we have the McRib?
Could you have helped us out with this pandemic? Like, that would have been
Could
nice.
You have helped us out? Are you the reason why we have a pandemic?
Right.
Like, what are these aliens up to?
Yeah.
What are their motives?
It is a good question, for sure. But I do you you also believe that we are not the only ones?
Oh, you don't even know what's in the Amazon rainforest yet.
Right, or the ocean in some cases.
Or the ocean.
Yeah.
So how are we going to act like we know what's, you know?
Yeah.
Any green people or red people or just amoebas.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bergman?
Oh, 100% there's life on other planets. It'd be silly to think that all of that space, we're the only ones that have living life forms.
But you know what? It would be us to believe that, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, absolutely. It'd be so us. Like, how could you get any better than us? You know what I mean? Like,
you know who probably thinks that we're the only ones?
Who?
Those people on the escalator that take up the entire step and get upset if when you ask to walk by them.
Yeah. That's true. That's a good point. I hate those people. I see them at airports all the time, and there's specific at the airport that tell you, stay to the right if you want to chill, let the people go on the left if you want to walk, you know?
Yeah, those people that treat the airport like that's the destination.
Yeah.
No, everyone there is trying to get somewhere else. Get out of the way.
Yeah, right. And some of us are in a hurry. We got to catch another flight.
Right.
All right, let's go to the phones. People want to chime in on this Lakers discussion. They want to chime in on what is the vice that you have that – your significant other frowns upon. 877-710-ESPN. Ivan in L.A. Ivan, what do you got?
Awesome. I'm so glad I got through. I'm the same Ivan, Mr. Sedano, who trolled the Clippers parade back in the day.
Okay.
Same guy. So I guess my advice would be I don't watch anything on TV or the radio besides sports that I can't learn something from. The others can't stand that because they like reality TV a lot.
So look, there's
not a Celtic, a screw Boston Celtic fan alive who can say this. All right. See, I was born in 1980. It's 2020. Okay. My Los Angeles Lakers have won more NBA championships than any team in, I don't know, probably any, you know, pro league, and definitely the United States. I'm not sure about the, you know, over the globe. You know, so all these screw Boston Celtic fans talking about Boston, you know, they can only count, like, what, four championships since 1980? And there's no living screw Boston Celtic fans alive who can say that they've seen the Celtics win more championships than the Lakers. So it's 17 counts.
Okay. Fair enough. Do you believe there's life beyond us here on Earth?
Oh, yes, absolutely. If there's not, like UFOs, I've seen it. And not only that, I reported it as I watched it for like 45 minutes fly over South LA.
What?
Broad day.
45
Wait,
minutes?
Hold up. You watched it for 45 minutes?
I'd be pooping myself in 45 minutes.
I called the FAA while I'm watching it and reported it, you know, because it was heading towards the airport. Finally, the Pentagon verified it. They released it last year that what I saw, which just so happens to be something that what they saw was, they don't know what it was.
It was an unidentified flying object, right? Yeah.
It looked like gold, solid gold. Like, I wish it crashed because I feel like I'd be rich right now. Each rotating in any direction possible stone flying across in like a V formation or whatever.
Damn.
Yes. Looked. With the sun reflection on it, because, you know, I was able to put binoculars and everything. You know, what you were able to see from all the brightness was just pure solid gold.
Crazy. That's crazy, Ivan. Well,
and there was two other people there with me. I kid you not. Bro,
okay. And they saw it too. Okay, crazy.
I just got one more question for you, Ivan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Indica or sativa, that when you were watching that UFO?
You know what? My buddy, after the thing took off, another one of our buddies rise up in the front yard, and we tell him what we saw. He asked the same question. Now.
That's so funny. That's so funny.
2 years ago. Indica, baby.
That's so funny.
Hey, Ivan, happy holidays, man, all right?
You too,
thanks,
guys.
Brother.
All right, be good. Let me grab Jason and Downey. Jason, what do you got for us?
So one big vice that my beautiful wife absolutely hates is that we just got ourselves an espresso machine, and boy, that thing does wonders, but I never put the water back in it for her. So she really hates that more.
Man.
She hates that more than leaving the toilet seat up. But if we're going on this Celtics rant that, God, I hate it. It's Bill Simmons. That's something. He's probably going to put that on his grave, saying the Lakers do not have more titles than the Celtics. I mean, come on, man. You can't claim that when there was a black player on the court. Of all 10 players, and you know it was still purple and gold. They you know they're making the legacy of the Dodgers. They brought over their titles too. You know,
yeah.
So Angelinos, we don't care. They're just shaking in their boots now because even Simmons too. That we know that we're actually one more chip away from being the record, and we're pretty much going to do it this year, back to back. Have a great day, boys.
All right, man.
Thanks, brother.
I think that is what it is that Celtics fans are know that that they've approached it, right? So now it's about qualifying it, right? Like perhaps is
it's such a trash though perspective. When you win an NBA championship and there's only five other teams in your league, you really shouldn't be coming to us.
Yeah,
like
those
that.
Shouldn't count. Yeah, that's a good point.
Hey, right, stop it.
We got to take a break. We'll ask Ben Lyons about if he's seen a UFO. We should talk about that tomorrow, the UFO thing. Like I'd be interested to see how many people.
We should get Freddie Prinze Jr. to actually talk, since he's the one that tweeted it out.
Let's get Freddie on tomorrow to talk about this. All right. Ben Lyons will join us next. We'll do crosstalk with him. We'll get his vice. We'll get his thoughts on the NBA stuff, LeBron's extension, the Russell Westbrook trade, all that stuff coming up in 2.5 minutes.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
One of my favorite people, not just at this station, but in general, I'm a big Ben Lyons fan. He knows that. And I'm happy to talk to you, Ben Lyons. It has been too long. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much, man. Appreciate the kind words. Shout out to LZ as well. Is he out there still? We still got some LZ in our life?
I'm still out there, but if you want me to bounce, I can start smoking early. Just let a brother know.
Man, it's good to hear. It's good to hear you guys, man. It's been a crazy last couple of weeks, obviously, and the holiday season is upon us. And what a crazy day in the NBA. So it's good to be on tonight.
All right. So let's do the NBA stuff first, and then we do the fun stuff on the back end with you, because we just did a bunch of wacky stuff. So LeBron gets the extension. What goes through your mind immediately?
He is giving himself an opportunity with this deal to go down in history as the greatest player of all time. Drop the mic, no debate. Because what happens in 3 years, guys? What happens at Sierra Canyon down the road here in 3 years? His son graduates high school and will have the opportunity to go to the NBA. LeBron will be an unrestricted free agent. So whatever team drafts Bronny, you could very well see LeBron go and play with his son, which would be the coolest thing any athlete has ever done. I mean, Ken Griffey Sr. did it in Seattle with Griffey Jr. And that puts me, like, I have so much admiration for the whole family for the fact that they got to do that. If he does it in basketball, though, where athleticism is such a more integral part of the game, mic drop, LeBron James, greatest of all time.
I mean, I hadn't thought about putting that much importance on his longevity. in this conversation, but you can't accumulate the sort of numbers that the all-time greats have without the longevity. So I like the fact that's another feather in the cap that you found there. I don't know, as I said before, Ben, if Bronny would want to deal with the gravity of having his father on the team. You know, oftentimes young men want to be able to spread their wings and be able to kind of, you know, create their own space, if you will. But who knows? I don't know their relationship. I don't know the expectations, and I don't know what Bronny really wants or what LeBron really wants. But the simple fact that he's in position to have this.
Even if they don't play together, but if he plays against him in a game even, like, that is just incredible.
Just being in the league at the same time is
incredible. Yeah. So that's what I thought of when I saw and also, guys, you know, jokes aside, I mean, it checks a lot of boxes for both the Lakers and for LeBron. And anytime a deal is done, it's good for both sides. And for him, he gets to ride off in the sunset if he wants to, right the end of his movie, which a lot of athletes, and I heard Ramona on the show earlier talking about the Banana Boat crew, aren't afforded that opportunity. And so he's forever cements that. And he also now takes off the distraction for this immediate season in the short term of, oh, LeBron could be a free agent and he might go goodbye. Laker for the rest of the career, and it just puts everybody at ease, and it's well deserved.
Right, and it brings stability to an organization that for the better part of 6 or 7 years didn't have very much of that, which was strange, I think, to see, and for it to last that long.
Well, I just love when Laker fans in my life go, we've been through so many years of darkness. 6 years? 7 years? Really?
Hey, that's a long time for them.
Okay. Tell me when you're talking multiple decades and maybe we can have a conversation.
No, you're not in darkness. You're just in a black hole as a Knicks fan. That's not darkness. That is the absence of light. That's what that is.
Yeah, it's the world of Voldemort is what it is. It's the man who shall not be named. Yeah.
So are the Knicks getting the 8 seed? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I go through this rinse, wash, repeat every year, guys. Where I go, I kind of like the moves they made, and this year I like the moves they didn't make. Maybe an 8 seed? Nope. Same old terrible. But this for LeBron and the Lakers, like you said, adds stability to the franchise, to the balance of power in the Western Conference, and to the future of Anthony Davis. You know, he's not going to sit there and sign a 5-year max if LeBron's doing these one-and-ones and maybe gets out of here or maybe retires. He wants to be part of LeBron James's time here in Los Angeles. It's worked out great for him so far. So I think you're going to see maybe a longer commitment now from AD, knowing that LeBron's at least locked up for 3 more seasons.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's got to be absolutely thrilled. After spending the bulk of his career, basically all of his career, Anthony Davis, that is, with a franchise that didn't seem to know how to utilize him. And then you come in and year one and you're with a franchise that understands right away. Like, he's got to be feeling good. I mean, KG, poor dude, you know, but he was the kid. And by the time he got a chip, he was the grandpa.
Right.
You know, because he kept waiting for that franchise to figure things out.
Yet. LZ, you're right.
I remember that interview with John Thompson, the late great coach John Thompson, and Kevin Garnett was still with the T-Wolves, and he was crying. And he's like, I hate losing, John. I hate losing. And he lost his mind. And he had to get out of Minnesota to find a championship and do it in a more limited role. And, you know, his game evolved and his game changed as it's gotten older, as has LeBron's. LZ, I got to give you a lot of credit for your PG hate, man, because that dude his game has not evolved. His game has not changed. He's gotten lazier. You're coming at him on Twitter. I really appreciate it. And
we're
going to get into it later on the show, but yeah, I think it's fantastic.
I don't have hate for him. It's just that I don't have a lot of patience for that type of personality. The one that seems to always find fault with others and doesn't take any responsibility for themselves. Even today, when you look at some of the things that he said in All the Smoke podcast, you know, saying that, you know, that Doc Rivers didn't make any adjustments. And it's like, bruh, in terms of metrics, the shot selections you got after the 3-1 lead was actually better than the shots you got before the 3-1 lead. Adjustments has nothing to do with you shooting the ball off the side of the damn backboard.
Right.
Why can't you just say, Yeah. Why can't you say I didn't play well that series?
Yeah. Where the entire basketball world collectively grunted and went, oh, when that happened. Like, it was just like, good Lord. Man, it's crazy. Speaking of crazy, Ben, we want to know what vice you have that drives your significant other crazy, something that she may frown upon.
Well, I don't know if it drives Mariah crazy, but she definitely does not indulge me, support me, or want to participate. As you guys might know, I am a diehard, lifelong, obsessed fan of the original Beverly Hills 90210. And after 7 years of being together and 4.5 years of marriage, every time I try and sit her down and introduce her to the kids of West Beverly, something else magically comes up. What a surprise. Doesn't really have an interest to learn about the legend of Jack McKay and Rush Sanders, the fathers of these complicated young men here in Beverly Hills. Has no interest in learning why Kelly said, I choose me instead of Brandon or Dylan. She's just completely over and does not participate with my love of 90210. So I don't know.
What about the new ones that they tried to launch? Did she indulge you there?
I tried to show her my cameo in the new one. I did a scene with Tori Spelling in the new one. Nope, not interested.
Wait. As yourself? Or did you play a character?
I played myself, and critics said I was unconvincing. I was a red carpet reporter, and there was a scene on a red carpet or something. But yeah, it's ridiculous. I'm trying to sit her down to do a deep dive on all things 90210, and I can't get there yet.
I gotta tell you, I might be Team Mariah with that one.
And I was waiting for that, LZ. I was waiting for you. I'm down with the hammer on 90.
I haven't seen 90210 since the 90s, so yeah, I may be on the same boat.
I'm ratchet and trashy, but even that has its limits. I don't know if I can go all the way.
Okay, last one for you before we let you go and go off to do your great show tonight.
Thanks.
Do you believe that there are other beings out there beyond us here on Earth?
Oh, I grew up in New York City. Have you ever seen a rat in the subway in July? That's not from this Earth. Of course. Fair. Yes, we are ignorant to think we're the only ones who are are on a planet with real life and intelligent life. Of course there are other beings out there, and they're just toying with us, and they're waiting for their time to just either deplete us of our resources or annihilate us.
Well, we're doing a hell of a job on our own on that.
Yeah, exactly. They're just biding their time. They might not even to come down here. You know, send a monolith. You don't need to send like your actual species down here.
I think Rob Lowe and John Stamos are both aliens.
Because they look so good still.
And Jamal Crawford. I put Jamal Crawford.
And Jamal Crawford. Yeah, that's a good Jamal one. Crawford for sure.
Yeah.
Like anybody who's like, who you never see moisturized but never ashy, you got to worry. Yeah. You got to wonder who they are.
Yeah. Pharrell. What's going on with Pharrell?
What's going on with that Pharrell?
I mean, there's a limit to it. You know, what is the saying, LZ?
Black don't crack.
Right. That's a different level of not cracking, yeah, that's, right?
Yeah, that's beyond black don't crack. That's just don't crack.
Yeah.
And it's not natural, and we're on to you, aliens.
Yeah, Jamal Crawford. Yeah, you can't hide from us. Sure. Good stuff, guys. I'm excited to sit in for Scott tonight. We're going to get into this Russell Westbrook-John Wall trade, which I can't even say without smiling.
Yeah, that sounds fun. I'm sure they'll be competing with your Knicks for the 7th or 8th spot. So there you have it.
Hey, who's the big winner in the trade? It's the Knicks. They didn't get either of those guys. And we got Kirk Morrison, of course, at 9. And Amin. Amin's going to join us at 9:30, a little late night Star Wars talk. So it should be fun.
Sweet. I love it. We're looking forward to it. And don't forget, Santa Key's coming to town. Could happen in Ben's show. So make sure you stay tuned for that. And you can pick from these 710 ESPN stockings. Above the fireplace, Keyshawn, Greeny, Max, Mason, Ireland, myself, and LZ, Kaplan, Playoff, Sliwa, and you can win Laker goodies and collectibles. Ben, have a great show, brother. Good to catch up with you.
All right, fellas, be well.
All right, take care.
Yes, sir.
LZ, excellent work as always.
Great work too, brother.
All right, Greg, great job. Steve, thank you for your help. The Ben Lyons is in for Scott Kaplan tonight. Enjoy that till 10 o'clock, and we'll be back tomorrow at 4 on 710 ESPN. Have a great night.